Good morning. You've got Brad Knight for the Opinion Advisory Early Morning Markets Update, Monday the 22nd of December. So let's talk about cereal markets to start with, because there's nothing terribly bad to say there. Friday night futures were mostly unchanged, currency pretty stable. So we should see cereal prices continue where they left off late last week. Without a lot of offshore direction, we will see local markets leading, which we are all but expecting that to be on the quieter side over the next week, given the time of the year it is, and most buyers seem very, very comfortable at this point on their, what they own and where they're at. It's not to say there won't be little short-term opportunities, but right place, right time, that works. But otherwise, we are expecting it to be on the quieter side. So using this period for tidying up administration, contract transfers, getting on-farm stocks, stock reports, checking those type of things. So if you are sort of done harvest and want to get in touch with us about what just a little bit of forward planning and getting some of the back office right, please do so. And equally, if you're still going, we're still working through. So don't hesitate to give us a call if you need over the next few days. We do need to talk about all seed markets though, and unfortunately not good news there. We saw Motif futures off heavily again on Friday night, which, with the move there, it was off nearly 7 euros, so 12 to 13 Aussie. That actually, seen that market off now for pretty much, 4 or 5 sessions in a row, and it's actually broken through some pretty key support levels on the charts. Unfortunately, if we don't really, the next level of support is probably another 10 euro underneath current values on from a chart perspective. So it has really been quite a surprise that some of those support levels haven't held. They're sort of 460 euro a ton level has been tested multiple times over the last 12 months, but it hasn't broken, and it did sort of go through that on Friday night. So it, from a chart perspective, very, very concerning, but that's across, all oil seed and oil markets. Crude, palm oil's down, Winnipeg futures have been down as well, and through the same period. So unfortunately, I expect we'll see local canola pricing down another 10 again today, which sees pricing off, well over $50-$60 a ton from I guess essentially the start of harvest. So that will see definite resistance in selling at these prices now as harvest wraps up on canola. But by all means, I'd be quite happy to pick up the phone and talk to us about canola markets if you have got unsold canola and formulate a plan from here. Outside of that, look, hope everyone has a good couple of days to lead on into Christmas. And if you do anything, please give us a call. Thank you.